Hello, Low Country. This is longtime ESPN commentator Dr. Jerry Punch, inviting you to listen to the Scott Hamilton Show every day right here on 98.9 ESPN Charleston. Because as everyone knows, Scott is a legend in his own mind.
My friends feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me.
The third hour, the Scott Hamilton Show on a Heisman Hump Day. Today, the fifth edition of our weekly segment, Heisman Hump Day. Each Wednesday until the Heisman Trophy is presented on December 11th, Heisman Trophy winner is going to join the Scott Hamilton Show to discuss winning the most iconic individual award in all of sports. I will die on a hill defending that statement.
I agree.
And today we're joined by the first Heisman Trophy winner in Nebraska history. We already had Eric Crouch on.
That's right. He was awesome.
He was the third. This guy was the first. He had a spectacular career with the Huskers. Two-time All-American, two-time All-Big Eight, UPI Player of the Year, Walter Camp Award winner, also led the Huskers to a pair of national titles. His number 20 jersey's been retired. He was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame. That happened in 2000. And he also provided us with not only one of the most storied plays in college football history, but perhaps the Heisman moment of Heisman moments came in 1971. In what has become known as college football's game of the century, that being Oklahoma versus Nebraska. He returned a punt 72 yards to score the first touchdown that set the tone for Nebraska's 35-31 victory over Oklahoma. Here's the call.
Here's Wiley's kick. It's high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10. He's all the way home. Holy moly. Man, woman, and child did that. Put him in the aisles. Johnny the Jet Rogers just tore them loose from their shoes.
What a call. What a call. One of the most memorable, recognizable, iconic moments in college football history. Johnny Rogers taking that punt back against Oklahoma, 1972. Game of the century, man. Game of the century. Nebraska won 35-31. It wasn't the Heisman moment of Heisman moments. You think about that. Of course, you think about Doug Flutie throwing the Hail Mary. But Johnny Rogers, man, taking that punt back. I mean, everybody knows about it. And we saw it earlier this year, the anniversary, the 50th anniversary of the game of the century. The thing is, it happened the year before he won the Heisman, actually. But that's what is ingrained in people's minds. So is it his Heisman moment? It's incredible. Johnny Rogers, man. And to be the first of three at a blue-blooded program such as Nebraska, that's big time. And it's big time for him joining us. He's on the Saitama Hotline now, winner of the 1972 Heisman Trophy. Johnny the Jet Rogers, welcome to the Scott Hamilton Show.
How you doing, Scott?
Buddy, I'm better now that I've got you on the phone.
All right, well, let's make the knees squeeze and the liver quiver, put more glide in their stride and more dip in their hip.
That was even better than the call we played, Johnny, while we were getting you on, man, the call of the punt return. You know, you had a punt return one time. Pretty big deal.
Well, I had a few of them, but I had a pretty big game. That was probably the biggest game that we've ever played in. They still call it the game of the century. That century, that was another century ago. But we had some big games, and I've had some good times. My Orange Bowl being the for the last game against Notre Dame was probably my best performance. I think I scored four and threw one. And our team, we had Coach Bob Devaney, which was his last game, and we wanted to make a statement on his way out.
But, Johnny, I always wondered this, or at least I have thought about it in recent years. I mean, what position would you play now? What position did you play then? I mean, were you a receiver? Were you a running back? I mean, you did a little bit of everything.
Well, they call it all-purpose back, is what we actually call it. And CBS Sports had voted me the best all-purpose back of all time. And I did play a wide receiver. I played slot, played wing, X, which is like the split end, running back. I've thrown for touchdowns, punt returns and kickoffs, kick coverage, wherever they needed me. Now, wherever we could fit in and we had somebody that we needed to focus on, I'd play cornerback if I had to. But whatever's necessary to support our team and to winning, we moved it around quite a bit.
Where does Johnny Rogers play in 2021?
Well, in 2021, I have a healthcare company that I'm vice president of called True Advantage Healthcare. I also have the Johnny Rogers Youth Foundation and Jed Award Foundation and Trust, where I raise money every year for underprivileged people to get scholarships at Metropolitan Community College to go into the trades. I grew up in a trade school. Technical high school, and so I have an affinity for the trades, and I think it's really a good career for anybody that gets in there these days.
How has winning the Heisman Trophy helped you go on to do this in business and both with philanthropy?
Well, I think it's given me access. People generally return my calls. I can call in, and I can get to a lot more people and help give access to different people. We stay in the news because of things that we've done in the past that keep coming up in the present and probably in the future. And we make some statements with our team. You know, I get a lot of coverage myself, but anybody who knows anything about anything knows that anything you can do by yourself ain't big enough. It's teamwork makes your dreams work. And I was with a group of guys and coaches at that time that had an all-in attitude, and we were willing to do whatever was necessary to win, honestly, and we were able to pull it off. We really believed in ourselves and each other, and the fellas knew that if they could just get me a block, I can make a difference.
We're joined by Johnny Rogers, Heisman Trophy winner. You can follow him on Twitter, at Heisman38. And Johnny, let's talk about this. Let's talk about before the Heisman. I mean, at what point did you start seriously thinking, man, I could win that thing? Did you ever think about winning it?
Yes, I did. Think about it. When I first came to Nebraska, Coach Devaney, I was trying. My biggest dream when I was 11 years old was to make $100,000. I really didn't even know what $100,000 was, but it was at that time it was the biggest number that I had ever heard of. Matter of fact, it was so big that my mother told me that if I didn't stop saying that. That they were going to take me and put me in a home because black people didn't make $100,000. And my father pulled me aside when I got drafted to the Dodgers to play baseball. So I went out to California and I met my father for the first time, actually. And I asked him about it, and he took me over to the Coliseum and told me that O.J. Simpson and several other people were making $100,000, so it really was possible. So Devaney told me that if I came to Nebraska, that he would give me a scholarship in baseball and football, and I would have an opportunity to reach my goal of $100,000. And so I took that offer and went to Nebraska because I really wanted to go to USC. And then later on the next year, they told me that they wanted for me to give up playing baseball and just come out to football. And I said, well, Coach, you gave me your word that I could play. That I could play both sports, and what about my $100,000? He said, "Well, Johnny, if you will give up baseball willingly, then you'd be the first person that we ever endorse for the Heisman Trophy." And so I said, "Well, put me in, Coach."
Wow. Well, obviously that worked out great. But I'm wondering this, Johnny. I mean, did you ever regret not doing both? I mean, that became kind of a thing after your time, guys playing two sports. Did you ever think about going back and trying again?
No, I never really thought about it. I would just focus on trying to be the best at what I was doing. I really loved baseball. Josh Gibson, which is Bob Gibson's brother, was my coach, and he was responsible for me focusing on baseball so early. And so I did love baseball a lot, and I was a switch hitter, and I really could have done both. But you know, I'm happy with the results that I did have. It could have been different, but it's been good enough.
You know, Johnny, you kept mentioning $100,000, and I grew up with a lot of people who said, man, that was their goal. They wanted $100,000. You know, and you're older than me, but that still was a magic number. What was it about $100,000? What did that represent to you? What did it mean to you to have that much money?
Well, it was more money than anybody else I knew had. It was more money than I even knew about. And I just kept my eye on it, even though I didn't know it. And my mother, I went to the boys' club one day and told the head of the boys' club I was going to do it during the meeting with my mother, and she slapped me down at that point and told me not to do that no more because they were going to put me in a home. But I still continued to do it and until I got it. I went to the L.A. to play baseball, and they offered me $25,000. And then I got drafted to the NFL for the first round with the San Diego Chargers, and they offered me $50,000, and I turned that down. And then I went to the Montreal Alouettes, and Sam Berger, the owner, when I flew up there, he asked me, what is it going to take for you to bring that Heisman Trophy and come play for the Montreal Alouettes? And I told him $100,000, and he said, okay. And so I went for it. And then after that, I heard some friends of mine talking about $1 million. Oh. I said, well, what's $1 million? He said, Alex, 10 times $100,000. I said, damn, I'm going to start thinking about that. So I started thinking about that, put a little plan together, and the next year I signed the first $1 million contract in the Canadian Football League.
We're joined by Johnny Rogers, Heisman Trophy winner. What kind of pressure, Johnny, comes from winning the Heisman? Is there a downside to winning the Heisman Trophy?
I don't really think so. You have a lot of pressure, a lot of responsibility. You know, people are watching all the time, and kids and other people. Like, kids don't do what you say. They do what they see you doing. So it makes you really want to carry yourself in an honorable manner and do things. You have to. I'm a risk taker at all times, so things will always work out. But and the Michael's glass is always on you, but it doesn't really have to be on you because you should be on yourself all the time. And whether I won the Heisman Trophy or not, I just feel that everybody should try to be the best that they can be, and it just helps me want to be better and focus more often most of the time.
How much do you consider the whole package when you fill out your Heisman ballot? And full disclosure, Johnny, I'm a Heisman Trophy voter, but like when you see a player who might have a great season on the field, but he's done maybe a few things here or there that's not very sportsmanlike or maybe even bad off the field, how much does that weigh into your decision?
Not very much. The Heisman Trophy is given to the best college football player in America. We don't want to. It's not for our character, and I just don't know anybody who don't make mistakes. And so if people can make mistakes and they can correct those mistakes and move themselves in the right direction, then I'm all for the second chance because I got a second chance. You know, if that was the case, after I had the first Heisman Trophy winner to have a felony to before they won the Heisman. And if that had been the case, I probably wouldn't have won the Heisman. So I'm all about the second chances, and it's kind of worked for me. So I'm definitely not against giving people chances since, like I said, I don't know no people who don't make mistakes. It's just that you just can't make the same mistake twice.
Just a couple more minutes with the great Johnny Rogers. And, Johnny, you mentioned getting second chances, and I'm aware of what happened to you, and I'm aware of the process to get yourself exonerated, to get all that cleared up. Can you kind of tell us what it was like, though? How painful was it for you to endure all that, all those years, trying to get your pardon, trying to get your record cleaned up?
Well, to be honest, I didn't really worry about it for a long time. It didn't really affect me that much. You know, my past is open book, so everybody knew. But it didn't hurt me. I was more of an entrepreneur type guy. I had the first weekly cable TV magazine in the United States called Tuned In San Diego right when I left Montreal, when I wanted to see what was my future going to be. And I took some information on entertainment from Montreal, and San Diego had the largest saturation of cable in the United States at the time, but they didn't have a TV magazine, a TV guide. So I took the TV guide and entertainment, put them together, called it Tuned In, and had the first weekly cable. And I've been an entrepreneur pretty much ever since. I had another company where we did collegiate betting products, where we had logos for like Nebraska, Oklahoma, all different colleges on sheets and comforters and curtains and shams for kids and people. And that business really took off. And I was Entrepreneur of the Year for the state of Nebraska. And it's just moved on. I've done a little construction work and whatever I can find as an entrepreneur, because I'm not really, I was never really out looking for a job. I was looking for ways to create jobs, and so I've been fairly successful in doing that. And people have not really judged me for my past and my mistakes as much as they have for my character and the type of things that I do at the time and that they know me for. And so I have been not without struggles, but we've always worked them through.
Johnny, I love it. Let me ask you this, and you used the word entrepreneur. What would you like to do, if you could, to help athletes today who now have access to the NIL, to name, image, likeness opportunities? What would you do for them? What would you tell them, given your background, your experience, both as an athlete and an entrepreneur?
Well, I don't know what to tell them. I'm a big believer in, like I said, the people, and not just kids, but people don't do what you say. They do what they see you doing. So I'm taking steps to do things in that area to actually make it so they can follow that path in order to be able to do the things that I'm learning about right now, and we're getting set up. I do think that, you know, that if I could help people and other players in NFL to transcend from the NFL into more of the speaking business, to get out there and tell their stories of all the different type of things that they've happened to them that could make a difference in other people's lives, to show them that they can do it too, and you really can be all you can be because you are what you think about most of the time, and just to correct some of the things that you're thinking.
Johnny, before we let you go, I've got to ask you, man, when are we going to see you in more of those Heisman House commercials?
I don't know. I asked my agent about that the other day. Hope that they can see me soon, but I don't worry about it. It kind of rotates. Hope that they continue to rotate them around. And I've been in the Heisman House commercials, and I'm sure I will be there again. So when my turn comes, and we'll be there.
Well, I pitched an idea to your fellow Nebraska Cornhusker, Eric Crouch, and he loved it, where we do like a Thanksgiving Heisman House commercial, and you ask him to pass you the potatoes, and he pitches it to you, and it goes the wrong way.
That would be a good one. I'll ask him about that when I see him. I'm going down for his induction into the College Football Hall of Fame here in on the 7th of December. Oh, wow. I'll fly down there for his induction, and then we'll fly to New York for the Heisman dinner and to see the Klein Fields. I guess some Klein Fields. Is that the cooking show?
I believe so.
Wedding dress show.
Wedding dress show.
Yeah, say yes to the dress. Yeah, I met them here in Lincoln not long ago when they played, what was that first team? Furnham played. They came down, and we met them. So we're going to go visit them in New York here in a few weeks.
I love it, man. He was a two-time All-American, member of the College Football Hall of Fame, won the 1972 Heisman Trophy. He's now an entrepreneur. I dig it. You can follow him on Twitter at Heisman38. Johnny Rogers, buddy, it's been a pleasure. It's been an honor. I appreciate you coming on with us today.
Okay, Scott, I sure appreciate being on here, and tell everybody every day's game day. Every day, not every other day. Just to do the best you can do.
I love it, sir. Appreciate you, bud.
Okay, thank you.
All right, that's the great Johnny Rogers. Follow him on Twitter at Heisman38.